Hello.
Hi, Ms. Hall. Denise over here on a recorded line regarding
yes,
the relaxer lawsuit. I guess
yes,
you got disconnected.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize.
Oh, no,
my phone,
no problem.
My phone is broken, so it's like it has a mind of its own.
Yeah, it sounded like that was the case. So I'm glad that we're talking now. We can quickly finish this up. I'll try to be as fast as possible. But I also want to make sure we do everything efficiently so the law firm can have everything organized.
Yes,
ma'am. This is the last time that you'll do like a pre-screening. We just want to make sure that everybody, you know, meets the criteria and that the law firm has everything organized by the time they receive it. So, let's go through this. Where did we leave off? Let's see. It looks like
you were asking me about my beautician, and I was saying
yes.
That the beautician is deceased. She passed away 2023. So
oh,
they're
in
not
2023, open they're not open any longer. I can put that in the notes. Maybe we could just put that old salon name, and then I'll also put that she's no longer living on there. So do you remember the salon name?
No, I would have to get in contact with my sister because
okay.
she remembered the name, and I can tell you from there.
Okay, so you were going to like a salon or was it like her home?
No, ma'am, it's a salon.
Okay, so let me see. I will put on there some notes so they know. But it was in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll put that on there. Do you have an old phone number by any chance? Or no?
No, ma'am, not off the top of my head. No, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. For now, we'll put... I did put some notes on there pertaining to that.
I can have all that for you when I call my sister. Once I got the phone, I'll call her. If you call back tomorrow, I have all that for you.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And then once the law firm gets a hold of you, if they ask you again for this information, at least you will have it. So, because I did put some notes on there for them, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just finishing my notes. And then which name brand did you use?
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay. Any other ones?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? So then you used the product regularly for at least 1 year. In your case, you used it for 11 years, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then your cancer diagnosis happened after you used the product, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The doctor told me to stop. He said, whatever chemicals that I'm using, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be running tests to see what's wrong and why you have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped.
Oh, wow.
That's
good. Good for you. And again, I'm so sorry to hear that, but you're alive, you're here. So, you know, and I'm sure things will keep getting better for you, Ms. Hall.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian?
You want from when I started, or you want just all in general?
Oh, just like the type of treatment that they put you on for the ovarian cancer.
Okay. They put me on. They put me on chemotherapy. That's what they started for. Six.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. For 6 months.
Therapy.
And then they put me on morphine pills for 2 months.
For 2 months, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So chemotherapy, morphine pills, that was the treatment, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I know you were diagnosed February of 2024. When did you start your treatment? Was it right after? Was it like a week later? Or?
It was about a week later.
Okay. So then we can maybe put like the 20th for your treatment. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
2024. Let me put that in there. And then your treating doctor's name. I know earlier we determined Bradley was your diagnosing doctor. Who was your treating doctor?
I don't remember because it went from one doctor to another, but I know the hospital that I was in.
Okay. Let's look up the hospital.
I can give you the address.
Okay.
That's why I remember because I still go to make sure that I'm still in submission.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it. And I did look up hospitals in Ocean Spring. Is it the one on
Denny Avenue in Pascagoula, Mississippi? D-E-N-N-Y Avenue in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Pascagoula Hospital.
Okay. I was just scrolling through here, but I guess I don't see the one that you mentioned. So I'll just type it in really quickly. Can you repeat the address, please? I'm sorry.
2809 Denny Avenue.
Avenue. Okay. Did you say Ocean Springs, Mississippi?
No, ma'am. Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Oh, got it. Got it. Pascagoula. Okay. Okay, let's look that up really quickly here. I do see 2809 Denny Avenue, Pascagoula, Mississippi, 39581.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. I'm just going to enter this into the system. It'll just take me a few seconds here. And then you don't have the doctor's name.
No, ma'am.
Let me see if I can, like, name out a few because I do have a few on here that came up. It would have been, what type of doctor would it have been? The title. Do you remember the title?
No, ma'am.
Oncologist or?
I think so. I'm not.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I see a Richard Sigler, Martin Sanico, Michael Jatinder Singh, Thomas Stevens, Stephen Shamral.
I'm not gonna say.
No.
I don't want to say the wrong name. And
okay. No problem. Because you said you saw quite a few, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm sorry.
Is there any way, like, for now I am going to put the hospital name, but you might want to look through, like, old emails or some documents. Sometimes even logging into My Chart. Do you have a portal?
No, ma'am, I do not. I didn't set it up. I feel like this. I was so stressed because I would never thought something like this would happen. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem at all. For now, I will put the hospital name, the hospital phone number, and then when you do come across that, hopefully soon, make sure you have that when the law firm calls you so they can obtain that from you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'll also make a note and I'll text you a reminder on that. And let me make a note now. Okay. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me just enter your name here. Give me 1 second. I have your name as Kimberthorian. First name, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then last name, Hall. Do you have a middle initial?
R is my middle initial.
R as in river, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then we will be needing a social security only for the law firm to do an identity verification to match your medical records.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, I can type it in.
435-575516.
Okay. So 435-575516. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get your email address, please, Ms. Hall?
Yes, ma'am. Z for zebra, A for alpha, M for Mary, O for octopus, N for Nancy, D for Delta, A for alpha, N for Nancy, M for Mary, O for octopus, M for Mary at gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you for spelling that out. That was helpful.
You're welcome.
Let me just enter that in here. And then the phone number, let me change it really quickly. Because it looks like the person who transferred you, that's the phone number that showed up. But now I just input it. Your number, and your number is 251-228-9052.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Is this a cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
And contact preference, this is for the law firm to know. Would you prefer a phone call, text, or email?
Either or. Both are fine.
And then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening? I have to pick one.
Afternoon.
Okay. And then your home address, please.
219, the number 6 with the letters T-H, Avenue, Chickasaw, C-H-I-C-K-A-S-A-W, Alabama, 36611.
Perfect. Okay. 219 and then space 6th Avenue, Chickasaw, Alabama, 36611?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Is there a unit number or apartment number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, ma'am. I don't have a copy with me.
Okay. But the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, you know, just this is just in case the law firm requests for you to provide the medical records. Would you be able to provide them through mail or electronically?
It's about for me?
Yeah, I mean, they'll explain everything to you once they get on the phone with you. This is just a required question.
It'll be through mail.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
She lives with me.
Okay.
She uses the same number.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? I missed that.
She uses the same number.
Oh, the same number. Okay. I'll put the same number in here. And then can I get her name?
Her name is Amanda, Z-A-M-O-N-D-A. I'm sorry, Zamanda is the first name.
Okay. And then lastly?
Woods, W-O-O-D-S.
Perfect. And then relationship?
She's my daughter.
Okay. And let's see. Perfect. So we have everything we need. I'm going to review everything with you one last time to make sure that there are no typos. If you hear anything that sounds wrong, please stop me and I will correct it immediately, just so there are no issues once we generate that DocuSign, okay?
Okay.
Give me one second here. Okay. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. You've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Clear cell carcinoma is the subtype. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The date of diagnosis is 2/12 of 2024. I'm going to keep scrolling down here. So far, that sounds accurate. Okay. And then you were using hair relaxers prior to your diagnosis, 6 times per year.
Yes,
ma'am. Date of birth, 9/6/1984. Let me keep scrolling down. You started using hair relaxers 5/5 of 2013. You stopped using hair relaxers 1/5 of 2024. You were using hair relaxers monthly, both home and salon, for about 11 consecutive years. Dark and Lovely was the name brand. And then as far as your treatment, it was chemotherapy, medication for 2 months, morphine pills, and then treatment date 2/20 of 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then Kimber Thorian, first name R is the middle initial, and then last name H-A-L-L, Hall, last name. And then I have a social security of 435575516. I have an email address as zamondanmom@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Phone number 251-228-9052. That's a cell phone. And then lastly, address 219 6th Avenue, Chickasaw, Alabama. And then the zip code is 36611.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Then we have everything else as far as your doctors and then your emergency contact. So now that we established that everything is good, I'm going to send you a DocuSign now.
Okay.
And then you should be receiving it shortly. Once you receive it, I will stand by in case you need my assistance with signing.
Okay. Can you say hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Let me know if you need my assistance. And then once you're done, I'll receive it and I'll review it really quickly before we get off the phone. So you're just going to sign wherever it prompts you to sign and then initial wherever it prompts you to initial.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
I'm just waiting on it to load.
Okay, no problem. then meanwhile, I'll be composing a text message with my direct line and the law firm's information as well.
Yes, ma'am. It's just taking a minute. I'm trying
to...
Oh,
it's taking a minute. Maybe the reception is not the best where you are. Is that it, or...?
Yes, ma'am. It's not the best.
Oh, okay. No problem. I'll be here if you need any assistance. What do you usually do when it's like that slow? Do you power it on and off and on, or
off and on?
Or like sometimes yeah. People say like if they like turn off the Wi-Fi. Not sure.
Ah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, some people have said that in the past, like if you turn off Wi-Fi, maybe.
Yeah, just turned it off.
Oh, okay. We'll see if we have any luck.
Okay. I hope I think I did.
And did it finally download?
It's downloading.
Oh, okay.
It's finishing up.
Hopefully with turning off the Wi-Fi for a bit.
Okay, it says finished.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Let me take a look here before I... hang up. So I did receive it. Signature, signature initials, signature. Perfect. You did a great job. Awesome. So we have completed everything. Thank you so much for your patience. I know you had to go through two different agents and answer a lot of questions. So what will happen now, Ms. Hall, I'll be sending you my direct line. You're more than welcome to call me or text me anytime if any questions come up. Also, I'll be sending you the law firm's information. I would say give them about a week. If you don't hear from them, you're more than welcome to call them directly and get status updates on your case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, if for whatever reason you still have trouble getting a hold of them, you can call me and I can do a transfer. Okay?
Yes.
I wish you the best. Thank you so much for your patience again and for sharing your story with me. I hope that things continue to get better for you, Ms. Hall, okay? Have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy holidays.
Thank you. And happy
Thank
holidays.
You. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.